Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us what rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, yes. I thank God it's about almost 2 o'clock in the morning, and I was stirred up from early on today, I tell you. Oh, as I said, we here at the Ready Church just want to make a difference. I tell you, so much going on. In this world, it seems that people are walking around with blinders on, act like they can't see. I think they just want to ignore things and act like it don't exist. You know how you see something? And, you know, you can be in a relationship with somebody and you can act like you don't see certain things that they're doing. And, you know, and later on you find out, you said, I should have addressed that before I got this far gone. But anyway, we thank God. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice. Lord, we just thank and praise you for another day you allowed us to see, and you didn't have to do it, but you did, oh God. We thank you on today for your grace and your mercy, new mercy on today, God. We pray, oh God, for the sin-sick nation. Oh, my God, we pray for the sin-sick nation that have turned their hearts away from truth and walking in error, oh God. Calling right, wrong, and wrong, right, oh God. We plead the blood of Jesus over everything that's not like you. In this last and evil days, God, we pray, oh God, that you think through my mind, speak through my lips of clay. Help me to make a difference where it counts, oh God. We pray that we continue to contend for the faith, because we know that you're soon to come. We see all the signs of judgment, oh God, the soon to come, oh God, and has come. And God, we pray in the name of Jesus that we'll just minister life before time is too late. And people will run to you and say, what must I do to be saved before time is too late, God? You're coming back for a ready church without spot and wrinkles in our lives, oh God. Stir hearts and stir minds, God. Take the blinders off their eyes, God. I stop their deaf ears on today, God. But there's life in the word of God on today. And we just thank you, oh God. We just thank you, God. We just praise you this morning. Oh God, you are only hope in this last hour, God. Cover our thoughts, oh God. Oh God, penetrate through the walls that the enemy has tried to build up in people's lives, God. Oh God, you said we were born in sin, but we can be born again. Oh, God, a renewed heart, a renewed mind, oh, God. We pray for those that are battling suicidal thoughts, don't know which way to turn, which way to go on today, God. We pray that you would deliver their souls before time is too late. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, put that gun down, put that knife down. Oh, to put that medicine down, put those pills down in the name of Jesus. Oh, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus. Oh, don't cut yourself. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Oh, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus over your mind right now. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, you are mind regulator and a heart fixer, God. There's nothing too hard for you. And we plead the blood of Jesus right now, God. from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. Plead the blood of Jesus. We pray for those that have been going through bereavement at this time, God, in the name of Jesus. You are Lord, our God, that will heal thee, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Help them, give them strength to endure, God, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you in Jesus' name for what you've done and what you're going to do. And the devil's defeated. God is exalted. Holy Spirit is present. Jesus Christ is still Lord. Oh, yes, he is.
As I said, we're running out of time. The devil knows that we're running out of time. It seems like people don't get it. You can see the violence on the land. You can see that love of many waxing cold. You can see that time has changed, but Jesus is still remaining the same. Oh, yes, we see the violence in the land every day. Every day we hear bad news on today. But we know in the name of Jesus, we continue to look to God, look to the author and the finisher of your faith on today. He promised he would take you through. And we can do all things through Christ that strengthen us on today. As I said, I was on. We talked about Ezekiel, you know, talking about how God has said, you know, he sent them to warn the people. To warn the people. We're here to warn you. The Red of Church is here to warn you. We're running out of time. Things ain't going back the way they used to be, y'all. The end of the age is over, you know, as you've known it. Talking about the times as you've known it, things as you've known it, people as you've known them, places as you've known them, everything about us is changing around about us. But God is still the same. He's the same healer. He's the same deliverer. He's a mind regulator. He's a heart fixer. Everything you need is in Christ Jesus. And the devil knows that. And that's why we here at Red Church trying to warn you that the spirit of Babylon, you know, is in America. I'm telling you, Babylon was a wicked city. I mean, everything was going on, the paganism, witchcraft, sorcery, everything was going on in Babylon. And now everything is going on in America. Can't you see it? This country has not always been this way. Morals gone down, values gone down. Love, I mean, just love a minute. Waxing cold. I mean, used to know your neighbor. I mean, can't even trust people now. You know? Oh, my God. We're down to the wire. I'm telling you. And we were talking about that earlier yesterday. I was down with you all about, you know, how, you know, you can compare America with Babylon, because like I said, in and everything was going on, you know, and this was even before Jesus, you know, came on the scene, before he was born, you know. Caesar Augustus, you know, he was portraying like he was God, and these leaders and preachers today, they act like they God. They actually believe they're God. You hear Kenneth Copeland and others say that we are little gods and we are God. Oh, my God, that's a dangerous thing. You are not God. I'm not God. And if we were God, we wouldn't need God. Think about it. It really don't even make sense. You know, they're doing some of everything in the church today. They corrupt. It's Babylon. These preachers have sold out because of money and fame and a name, and they were sold out to sell you out for your soul. They were paid to deceive y'all, to take you away from your belief system. Now you believe you can just do anything and make it to heaven. The devil is a liar. That's the Antichrist spirit, you know, coming to deceive many, you know. The Antichrist gonna think he's God. And the Bible says he's already in the earth. We just don't know who he is. But he's already here. We know that that spirit is already here because people are already against God. They mocking God, mocking the saints, mocking religion, you know. That's how we know it's the Antichrist spirit is here. But the Antichrist himself is going to be a world leader, dictator, just like Caesar Augusta was. He thought it was God, and the Antichrist going to believe he's God, which is coming through Lucifer, through Satan, that spirit that's in the land today in America. You know, now, I mean, just mingling. Everything just coming together. That ain't what the Bible said. That was not God's plan. God didn't plan for everything to come together in and everything. Just come together, inclusion. We include in and everything in your life. You know, and said Jesus Christ is in your life. No, that is the enemy. He's coming after your soul. He's working for the devil to deceive you. He did just like these preachers doing, just like Judas. They betrayed Jesus. They betraying Jesus for money. People do anything for money. Oh my God. Oh, my God, people kill their mama. They sell their mama. They sell you. You know, they sell out for money. People do anything for money. It's a dangerous thing that you just do anything for money. You know, this spirit is in the land, y'all. All roads leading to Rome. All roads leading to Rome. It's supposed to be on one path, and that's that Jesus. On a path of righteousness, running after Christ, and on that narrow road, that straight and narrow path, not that many roads, you know. And as I was saying earlier, you know, Babylonian system means without God, it's secular. You know, one time everybody talking about, you know, all this secular music there, but now you can't tell. Godly music versus secular. Yeah, I mean, they all sound alike. It's the same thing off of the altar of Baal. You know, you listen to Earth, Wind, and Fire, and you listen to Earth, Wind, and Fire, and Sly, and all them different groups and stuff back in the 60s and the 50s. You know, we say they was taking acid and LSD, why they were singing those songs. Those songs are not godly songs. And Kurt Franklin, I think they can just take it and put Jesus in it. Him and Deidre Hatton and all of them just change the words and put Jesus in it. God ain't taking nothing off the altar of Baal. No, he's not having it. That's off of the altar of Satan. That same music, same sound. It don't take your mind to Jesus. It take your mind to your flesh, what you were doing, things you were doing, you know, sexual things and perverted things you were doing, you know, with that music. Oh my God. But this is a dangerous, evil time. Like I said before, Jesus was born, Caesar Augustus, you know, was a ruler. He was a ruler, and he was not a Christian. He thought he was God. And these leaders, apostles and false prophets, and oh my God, everything just shot up so quick. Everybody, do you know who I am? I'm the apostle this, and I'm the prophet this, and oh my God, like one need a bomb. They're talking about no more sheets, and everybody ran back to the sheets, ran to the bed. Oh my God, TDJ's talking about woman down loose, and oh my God, when you look around today, look around you, can't you see? It's right in your face, can't you see? It's open porn all everywhere. People walking up and down the street with thongs on. Might as well not have nothing on. You got a string, just a string. and all the young people, what are you teaching them? What are they seeing? I mean, this is a generation X, Y, and Z, all the letters just down to the end now. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This nation has failed. It's still falling. Everything. Everything getting prepared for the mark of the beast. You know, the 666, the system, you just a number. Oh, yeah. So like I said, these preachers like Kenneth Copeland and stuff like that, drinking blood, cutting themselves, him and another preacher cutting themselves and putting it in a glass and then drinking. How demonic is that? Come on, y'all, wake up. Wake up in your face. Oh, my God. I'm so disturbed by what I see. I'm disturbed at the church today. Ain't nobody being delivered. Ain't nobody being healed. Ain't nobody being set free. They got all these people out here with mental illness. It's, you know, demonic stuff that done took place in people's lives, and they don't know which way to turn. And they look at the church. They can't go to the church. Go to church just like the world. Same thing in the church is out of the church. Everything out of the church is in the church. So people don't know which way to turn, so they turn to commit suicide. The devil tell them, take your life. Nobody cares. Nobody love you anyway. Don't listen to the devil. Don't listen to him. Don't listen to him. Run, pick up your Bible. Pick up the word of God. That's where you find peace like no other. He give you peace in your mind. He the only one can do that. Oh, yes, because this Babylonian system, this America is modern-day Babylon, I'm telling you, corrupt ungodliness everywhere, just telling people it's your thing, just do whatever you want to do, and that's what people are doing, everything they want to do, all in the name of Jesus, and say they love Jesus, say they living for Jesus. Look at the churches today, all up under the Pope. You know, did y'all not see the Pope? All these religions were bowing down to him. The Baptist, Presbyterian, all of them bowing down to the Pope. And the Bible tells us not to bow down to no man. What happened to the scriptures? We were living by the word of God. That's how we're met. That's what leads us and guides us to truth, the word of God. Everything you want to know is in the word. In the word of God. Dig in it. He got a word for you. But the Antichrist spirit is everywhere. Anti-God. I mean, they're joking. They're saying, you know, I'm all churched out. Oh, and half the ones we're talking about, they all churched out. They ain't never really been in the true church anyway. Because the Bible said the gates of hell shall not prevail against his church, against the true church. The gates of hell shall not prevail. And he means what it said, it shall not prevail. Everything coming together today, including everything. Drinking his name, cussing his name. Oh, my God. Everything. This inclusive. Everything. And the devil used Carlton Pierce with that. And he said, when everybody had like, oh, no, he didn't. Carlton Pierce said, you know, he don't believe in God no more. No hell no more. Who is Carlton Pierce? He's a man just like anybody else. Did he create a heaven and an earth? Did he create you? Why y'all believe in him? Because he said, ain't no hell. He can't remove God's word. And he's saying it ain't no hell because he got up. Because his parents, his grandparents, turned their back on God, went back in the world, and he couldn't fathom that they were going to go to hell. So then he just said to his, oh, we're just going to do away with hell because I'm mad with God now. Choices. We all have choices. Your grandparents had choices. Mine had choices. We all have choices. And we live by the word of God. We know what those choices are. And what those decisions we make ourselves, you know, just like I was reading earlier today when, you know, God told Ezekiel to warn them. They got warning. Everybody got warning. if you were in Christ and then you get out of Christ, you had a warning. You just chose to turn your back. You chose to go back, just like Lot's wife. You chose to go back. God said, don't look back and don't go back. But she, because things were still in her, and sometimes things are still in people, and they don't want to let go. But you got to let go and let God if you're going to follow him. The Bible says you're going to follow Jesus. You got to deny you. Take up your cross and follow him. Put everything aside. Let everything go to follow Jesus. Oh, yes. But these false prophets and false teachers telling y'all in and everything, witchcraft in the church, I'm telling you. And just like Cotton Pearson said, you know, T.D. Jakes and all them was against Cotton Pearson when he came out to inclusion. And he said all of them believe just like him. Now you look at them, they all did. He was telling the truth. They all believe just like him, but they're doing the same old thing, trying to serve God and the devil too, dancing for the devil and dancing for the Lord. You can't dance with the devil and the Lord too. A double-minded man is, or woman is unstable in all their ways. You got to choose whom you're going to serve. If you're going to serve God, serve God. If you're going to serve the devil, serve him. The Bible says in Revelation, he that's holy, let him be holy still. He that's filthy, let him be filthy still. Make up in your mind who you're going to serve. Make up in your mind. You got to stand before God and give an account. There's coming a day of judgment where everybody going to stand before God. And he's a just God. He judges justly. And he's going to get you going to give an account. You're going to give an account. Everybody said, well, God is a loving God. Yeah, well, he's a God of judgment. He's a God of wrath. What took place with the flood? Those people died in the flood. Oh, yeah. And a couple of weeks ago, there was a fire here. And there was constant fire. The Bible said there won't be water but fire next time. Don't nobody want to believe that, huh? All these people that died. And people still don't believe that Jesus is coming. As hot as it's been getting here on the earth, the people still don't believe that it won't be water but fire. Don't believe it. They didn't believe in Noah's day because it had never rained. You know, the rain had never came down, you know, like an irrigation system where the water was coming up from the ground, you know, to nurture the flowers and the seeds and the herbs and all that stuff. The water came up. It hadn't came down. And people are like, oh, look how crazy Noah talking about it's going to rain just like they said. Oh, look, listen to the crazy Reddit church. Don't I hear still exists? And Jesus is coming. And the Christ is coming. Oh, yeah. Don't believe. Oh, time will tell. Matthew 24:4 said, many shall be deceived. Yeah, many, let's say a few. Many shall be deceived, and many are being deceived. Oh, yes, it is. The United Nations is for all nations to come together. And look, all nations are coming together. Yeah, the new Antichrist is the old Caesar. Yeah, the same spirit, y'all. The Bible said there's nothing new under the sun. The same spirit back here again. As it was in the days of Noah, the same spirit. You know, people don't want to hear him. Violence filled the land. And the Bible saying the government should be upon his shoulder. I know everybody think the government running everything. You got the blue team, you got the red team, all that. And y'all ain't not wise enough to know that all of them on the same team. There ain't no separate team. The devil's the devil, and they all doing the same thing, killing, stealing, and destroying people's lives. And Bill Gates, he got the right name, huh? He think that his name represents that he got power, you know. But the Bible saying the gates of hell should not prevail. Think he gonna rule. Man might be saying they're ruling now because they got knowledge and understanding that God gave them so much knowledge that man wants to be God, just like Lucifer was in heaven and got kicked out because he wanted to take over. And now these men of the earth want to take over. messing with the climate control and everything, and the weather pattern, all that stuff. And just like I said, the Jetson, you know, for years we saw it on the Jetson. He was talking to his wife, see her on his watch, and there's right here, technology, yeah, and Star Trek and all that stuff, all the movies that they were making, was getting you prepared for what they were doing. Mm-hmm. And, but you know what? Bible said that the gates of hell shall not prevail, and, you know, and it ain't going to prevail. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. And man is not God. Jesus is going to reign forever and ever. Oh, yeah. Antichrist don't want God's plan. He don't want God's plan. They making their own plan. The men of the earth are making their own plan because they don't want God's plan. Babylon. And the Bible said in Revelation, you know, talks about upon his forehead will be written. I think that signifies, you know, what the enemy wants to do even today, because you say you're going to have a mark in your forehead or in your right hand, your forehead. Oh, don't you think that's an event for today? I'm telling you, the stuff that we hear today, that stuff God is preparing us, you know? And the mark of the beast system, you know, everything going down, you know, stores closing, banks closing. Y'all don't see it. The Bible being fulfilled. Mystery of Babylon, the great mother of harlot and the abomination of the earth. That's what we live on the earth, y'all. Hello. It said the Mystery Babylon. That's Roman. Rome. Mystery Babylon. The great mother of harlot and abomination of the earth. Yeah, the sins of Babylon, referring to those two heads, fornication and abomination. And we see that today. Them spirits is the earth. Lucifer is hiding behind this mess. Babylonian spirit. You know, New Ages, Antichrist spirit, New Ages, false prophet, Satan, the beast, and the false religion, all in the darkness, y'all. Everybody in the church now, the church is dark, the lights is off. Oh, yeah, the lights is off, and Jesus said he's the light of the world. You ain't never seen so much darkness around. People go to work with these black aprons on. Everything turned black, turned dark. Yeah. Everything. After them bones in school, everybody walking around with death on them and everything. You walk around with death. Bones in school always represent death. Yeah. People walk around with bones and skull hats, bones, skull belt, shoes, everything. Bones and skulls all throughout the nation. Yeah, represent death. Oh, my God. Jesus is the light of the world. He represents light. And people need to turn those lights back on in the church. But, you know, but we ain't going backwards, because see, things ain't getting no better. You had COVID, you had all these crickets and stuff falling from the sky, and all these kind of plagues, and y'all ain't paying attention. Y'all ain't paying attention. Pay close attention to all this stuff. Things just happening around about us. This is America is corrupt. It's modern day Babylon. Yes, it is. Yeah. People, I mean, just everything. Anything goes today. Well, we're going to get into the word right quick. Let's see, we're going to Revelation. Revelation 12:7. And there was war in heaven, and Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels, and prevailed not, neither was their place found anymore in heaven. That was Lucifer he was in heaven, and they were kind of fighting up in heaven. And it's saying the great dragon, which was cast out. That was the devil. Lucifer was cast out. Cast out. It said, cast out. That old serpent called the devil, called and Satan, which deceives what? The whole world. It didn't say it deceived half of the world. It said deceives the whole world. It says, and he was cast out to the earth. And a third of the angels was cast out with him. And those third of those angels, I believe, came to become demons. They was cast out with the devil, Lucifer, who, you see, got many names. I just told you, he's a dragon. He's the dragon. He's the devil. He's Satan. He got many names if you read in the Bible. Belial, Beelzebub. He got a lot of names, the devil. It's the same spirit, just like there are many spirits of the Antichrist. Anything that speaks against Christ and go against Christ, there are many spirits in the world that goes against Christ today. But he's not the Antichrist man that's going to lead, going to come and take place. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength. And the kingdom of God and the power of Christ as the accuser of the brethren is in them, which accuses them before God day and night. The devil be accusing you day and night before God. Oh yes. And it's they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. And by the words of their testimony, your testimony, share your testimony. You know God's been good to you. You know God is real. Come on, see, you overcome by your testimony. And say, don't go back. Don't go back on your testimony. If God delivered you from alcohol, delivered you from drugs, delivered you from anything, don't go back. He didn't deliver you for you to go back into it. He delivered you to keep you free, set you free. The Bible says he whom the Son set free is free indeed. So just take what God has done for you, you know. Don't let nobody take away what God has done for you. And they love their lives unto death, therefore rejoice in heaven. And ye that in them, woe unto the inhabitants of the earth, of the sea, and of the devil has come down until you have a great wrath. He's mad. The devil's mad. That's why when he came down, he trying to deceive everybody and take them to hell with him. He know the hell was not in existence in the beginning. The Bible said God created heaven and earth. Hell wasn't even existing till then. When the devil was kicked up to the earth and went into the garden and tried to deceive Eve, which he did, by telling her, don't believe what God told you. Don't believe him. He know that did you eat of that fruit, you're going to be God yourself. There we go. So then, if she hadn't listened, she should not have talked to the devil. She should not listen to the devil. People today have listened to the devil, and that's why this nation is in the shape it's in. This nation has forgotten God. Now the spirit of Babylon is America now. America is modern-day Babylon today because they listening to other people, you know, other nations, listening. Got us in trouble the way we at now. And it said, because he has great wrath, because he knows that he had but a short time. The devil know he running out of time. It seems that people don't believe it. We're running out of time, y'all. Things are not the same. Like I said, business is going down. You know, the food shortages, birds, and from the heat, you know, so the water so hot, you know, until the water in the ocean is hot. So the birds and the fish and everything is dying. Everything going down. But the word of God, the cattle, you know, the farmers and the farmlands and their crops are burning up, and, you know, everything is going down. the word is being fulfilled, y'all. Fires everywhere. You know, they got fires in Italy and fires in California, fires just all around us. And all that ain't in the fire, you know, with all the trains, the rail, the different in different cities and oil spills and all that stuff with chemical spills in the water. Oh my God, have anybody went back to see what's taking place and what have they done to help those people that, you know, the water was, you know, tainted, you know? Oh my God, we as a nation need to pray. Come on, saints, we got to pray. Pray that these people's eyes be open because these preachers done deceived y'all. That y'all just think you're living your best life. Now, how in the world you think you're living your best life? You see all this violence and killing and shooting and all that stuff around you. And, you know, mothers killing their daughters and daughters killing their mother, their fathers killing their sons and babies. And, oh, it's just so much to talk about. There's so much going on in this world. That's just not right. Oh, my God, it's the devil. He comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. That's his motto, to kill, to steal, and destroy. But God said he come to give us life, and that life more abundant. We need to get it together here. Everything going down, the bank system, your money, everything going down, your family going down, everything going down. Oh, my God. That's what that brotherly. Pay attention. The Bible says in verse 7 of 13, it's saying it was given unto him to make war with the saints. That's what the devil wanted to do. They don't like Christians. They're against us. You know, good is evil, and evil is good, and everything has been reversed, you know. It said, and overcome them, and power was given unto all kindreds and tongues and nations. All people, tongues, all languages and nations, people. It said, all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him. Don't talk about the Antichrist. Everything getting set up for the Antichrist, y'all, to step in place. Oh, come on now. It said, whom name are not written in the book of life. That's the Antichrist. It said, or lamb slain by the foundation of the world. It's not Jesus now. It's saying, if any man have an ear, let him hear. We telling you to hear what thus saith the Lord for you tonight, for this morning. Hear the word of the Lord. He want to save you. Let's go down to verse 13. But saying he do great wonders. I want y'all to listen. This is how the Antichrist is going to fool many people. It says, and he exercised all power and the first beast before him, causing the earth and them that dwell therein to worship the first beast, who deadly wounds was healed. You see, he's going to be able to do a miracle. You know how Pharaoh and, you know, throw down his rod, his snake, and turn to a snake, and then Moses threw his down, you know. So, you know, the enemy going to be able to do miracles, and people going to think it's God. Oh, my God. And it said, and he do a great wonders, so that it may come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. It said, and he doeth great wonders so that he make a fire. Come on, y'all. The devil make fire to come down and from heaven on the earth and in the sight of men. This is deception. It's gonna be deception. And deceiveth them. He's going to deceive many. Because they're going to see, oh, look at the great miracles and all that signs and wonders the devil can do. The devil imitates too. He can't live right. It said, and dwell on earth by the means of of those miracles which he had power to do, see? He had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image of the beast, which has wound by sword and did live. He don't be able to do a Oh, my God. Come on, y'all. The demons. The devil, you know, got power, too, but he don't have all power. Just to let you know, the devil got power. He get up just like I'm getting up early in the morning, like I'm up, and it's after 2 right now in the morning. The devil's up praying for power, you know, praying for power. And then it says, the beast, and the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would worship the image of the beast should be killed. If they don't worship, if you don't worship the image of the beast, you're going to be killed. It's saying he caused all, come on, all, both small and great, rich and poor. He don't care. He want everybody to get that mark. Free and bond to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead. Oh, yeah. In your right hand or in your forehead. Y'all better wake up. The Bible's being fulfilled. They got people right now getting their eyeballs scanned. And all these people done got all these tattoos all over your body and stuff. Yeah, so you done got yourself adjusted to, you know, get marked up anyway. You don't know, but the enemy come to kill, steal, and destroy you, honey. Oh, yes. The word just says so. Say, everybody, don't take the mark. You're going to be doomed. It says in verse 17, and that no man might bow or sell. You're going to be able to bow or sell, buy anything without that mark. In some grocery stores right now, people took some type of mark that they use and that they can scan to get in at work and scan to get their food and stuff. Oh, my God. It's going to be a time to buy the sell like never before. Oh, my God. And this time right now that we're living in is kind of hard right now. We're seeing signs of time right now like we've never seen before. But it's going to get worse as we get closer to the end time. And the saints are going to be caught up out of here. God's going to get us out of here just like he did Noah before the flood. Oh, yeah, I'm telling you, y'all better get ready. Get ready, because God's word is true, and he's real. And the Bible says that that no man will be able to buy or sell. They, like I told you earlier, they're checking your bank account. They can see how much money you got, and they'll tell you. They can limit your money. They can freeze your money. They can even change and hit one button one time and say if you get wealth, and just click it right on away like you need nothing. Y'all better wake up. Better wake up. So they're going to control everything. One world system under one world religion and one world government. Everything is said. And he won't be able to buy or sell. Say he that has the mark or the name of the beast, which is 666, and the number of his hand and his name. And say, and here is wisdom. It said, here is wisdom. Come on now, I'm trying to give you some. It said, here is wisdom. That him that has understanding, count the number of the beast. What is it? 666. For it is a number of man, and his number is 606 scores and 6666. We here at the Ready Church just want you to know that Jesus is soon to come. Get your house in order. It's going to get worse and worse as we get closer to the end time. Get your house in order. Run to Jesus. Call on him. Come to Jesus while you have a chance. You may not have this chance anymore. Sooner very soon, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords will return. But will you be ready? Will you be ready? Grab your Bible. Come on. Signs all around about you. The signs of the time we are living in. It's getting really crucial. It's getting worse. Getting down to the wire. Things as you know it are not going to be the same. Like I said, stores are changing. Stores are going down, you know, because of the money, marketing, and everything. I'm telling you, business are going out, you know, people going out of business, the merchants of the other world, you know, losing money, and, you know, the business going down, everything going down like the word of God say, but the word of God, your house, your car, everything. And I read an article today that a man, 81 years old, had his land all this time, and people done stole his land from him, or trying to steal his land. I pray that, you know, God will intervene, that he won't take that man's land. He wanted to give it to his nephews that they can build a home on. But you know, we're living at a time. Get your house in order. Talk to your children. Talk to your grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Get them off them iPads. Get them in the Bible. Get them in the Word of God. Just turn up, sit or call your children around and sit down and read the Word of God to them. And my grandson is 3 years old now. He was two, but I've been teaching him, you know, the Bible. You know, he would start in Genesis. Genesis 1, in the beginning, God created heaven and earth. Even if you got to do another song, whatever, you can get it to that child. And my grandson is very smart. He knows. You know, then you can read 23rd Psalms. And just so much we need to do. We're running out of time. Grab your family. You don't want to save the world and lose your family. Come on. Come on. Get out here and get them kids off them iPads. Get them off that TV. Get them off Disney. Oh, Disney got a... Oh, my God. People need to look. You got to be careful what you let your kids look at. I was looking at this one called Praise Petey. Praise Petey. Look it up. Oh, it's about a cult practices and all that they putting in their little movies for the kids. Come on, y'all. That's a cartoon. I know somebody told me, no, that's for adults. No, it ain't. The devil is kind of, he's slick. He think he is. That's what they, whatever we didn't give it to the children. The children are innocent. Oh, yeah. Well, we here at the Red Church want to make a difference. Lord, we thank and praise you for this day. Thank you for the blood running warm in our veins, closing our right mind and tearing our nails. God, I pray that you continue to help me to minister light to those that are around, those that were here. Oh, God, you said he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit has said to the church. God, we are the church, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, you said, be ye holy, for you are holy, oh, God. You said, none but the righteous shall see you, O God. You said, nothing but a pure in heart, O God. We pray for pure hearts. We pray for minds, O God. We pray for salvation and deliverance. We pray that you will open up your heart and let Jesus come in. You will ask him to forgive you of your sin and be cleansed on today from all sin. In Jesus' name we pray. And the devil is defeated. God is exalted. Holy Spirit is present. And Jesus Christ is still Lord. And while you can hear, just say, the song said, come to Jesus while you have this chance, because you may not have this chance anymore. God bless you, Ready Church.